أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وهل أتاك حديث موسى إذ رأى نارا فقال لأهلهم كثوا إني آنست نارا لعلي آتيكم منها بقبس أو أجد على النار هدى صدق الله العظيم. الله تبارك وتعالى, after speaking about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's exertion in the tilawat of Quran Sharif in his tahajjud, Allah Rabbul Izzat spoke about some qualities of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and now Allah ta'ala addresses our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the incident, the story of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wa salam not reach you. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is speaking about one particular part of the story, the incident, the life of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. Idh ra'a nara, when Musa alayhi salatu wa salam saw a fire, faqala li ahlihim kuthu, he said to his family, remain here, in other words, stay here, inni anastu nara, certainly I have seen a fire. The incident is when Musa alayhi salatu wa salam was forced to leave Egypt at the time when he slept a person and accidentally that person fell and he had died. Musa alayhi salatu wa salam had on his head now a warrant of arrest from Fir'aun and the army of Fir'aun. Inspired by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wa salam left from Egypt and he had gone to Madian. And then in Madian, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had kept his taqdeer that he met Sayyidina Shu'aib alayhi salatu wa salam, according to some narrations. And then Musa alayhi salatu wa salam married his daughter. He lived with Shu'aib alayhi salatu wa salam, and now the time had come that Musa alayhi salatu wa salam had to leave Madian and go back to Egypt. Musa alayhi salatu wa salam takes permission. Permission is granted. He was given some things for the road, some cash and other items that Musa alayhi salatu wa salam required, and he and his family and his wife, Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, now returns towards Egypt. It was obvious that Musa alayhi salatu wa salam would not take the known road or the main road, but he would take a route that would be unknown. He still had this fear of his life. And when Musa alayhi salatu wa salam had done that, it was night, it was a dark night, it wasn't a moonlit night. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam loses his way. The loss of this way actually was Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was guided by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and Musa alayhi salam takes the path that is now on the right hand side of Mount Tur. It was night, it was cold. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's wife, according to many narrations, she was pregnant at that time. She was feeling the pangs of the pregnancy. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam tried to comfort her. He tried to light a fire, but whatever means he had used did not work for Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and hence in a distance Musa alayhi salatu wasalam sees what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is describing here as naran. Naran means a very unique, a very different kind of a fire that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had seen. It stands to reason that if there's fire, there has to be somebody there. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam now tells her that kuthu, remain over here. Inni anastu nara, certainly I have seen this huge or this great magnificent fire. La'alli atikum minha biqabas, perhaps I can get to the fire, ask the people around there to give me just one ember, a live ember, so I can bring it back over here and we can light the fire, so you would have a little bit of comfort with the heat of the fire. O ajidu alan nari huda. Or I would ask the people the way that we need to take now to get back to Egypt. And this is the incident that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala now narrates and relates to our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam amidst the difficulties of Makkah Mukarrama. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala narrates this incident to show our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to console him, and as a matter of fact his ummah, whoever does the work of deen, that there are going to be struggles, there are going to be difficulties, and amongst the great difficulties that a human goes through is migration, and that migration sometimes is for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala narrates this to console our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.